But if you just read the Spanish on your own, and you will enjoy that more than if I would read it. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go on our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our own needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble, cast away our transgressions, and turn us again to life in you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the calls, the cries of all who call out in need. And through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims: your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen.
Before you start singing, okay?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, enliven our and preserve your church with your perpetual mercy. Without your help, we mortals will fail. Remove far from us everything that is harmful, and lead us toward all that gives life and salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
First reading is from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not commit murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, I can't see. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery, not in licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires.
With such a nice graphic there, I'm reluctant to ask you to do this, but I'm going to offer the children's sermon. And if you can put your computer on speaker view, then you can see me and we can do the children's sermon that way. So up in the right-hand corner, there's a little thing there that says speaker view, and that allows you to see me as I offer some visual things about this children's sermon. So anyway, and I would invite you also to answer my questions by pressing the space bar on your computer or unmuting yourself on a phone and answer questions if you wish. So here we go. And do we actually have children? I want to hear from you. Are you there? All right. I don't hear children. Is there anyone who has never been a child? There you go. See, I bet you all were. You know what? You're still children. And somewhere, if your parents are living, they will remind you of that. Every time you see them, you're only 12 years old, and that's all there is. So, okay, children. We are all taking care these days in this big sickness thing. When we go out, what do we wear to protect ourselves and everybody else?
Mask.
That's right. That's right. We wear a mask. And I find it to be as difficult as everyone else, because this is my mask. And every time you go out, you have to wear the mask. And they say it's for you and for them. But frankly, I don't know. No, I don't really do that. Thank you very much for that confidence. I actually have an authentic mask. There we go. So, but in today's second reading that was read, we are asked to put something else on when we go out, because the second reading ends. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Well, let's not worry about that right now, because what I'm talking about is you putting on Jesus Christ. What is Jesus Christ like? Tell me something you know about Jesus Christ.
He cares about others.
He cares about others, okay.
All right. He died for our sins.
He died for our sins. Yep.
He loves us.
He loves us. Yes, he does. This I know. You know how I know? Come on, finish the verse.
Because the Bible tells me so.
That's right, because the Bible tells me so. And yes, Jesus loves us. He cares for us. He died for us out of his love. How does he treat people? With compassion and kindness, yes. So maybe I should put something on my mask here. And if I do this.
Smile. Good idea.
Then Jesus is with me giving a smile to others. Is this what we're supposed to do then? Is that going to fulfill what the second lesson has told us? Because we could wear it like this, you know, upside down. And frankly, some days it's like that. Jesus, as we're asked to put on Jesus, and it's not so much to demonstrate by a magic marker line on our safety mask that we wear. We are to act like Jesus. Love, care, be compassionate. Boy, isn't that a message that we need today? And you will be hearing in the gospel lesson how a child is going to lead the people of God, and how a child is going to demonstrate for us who Jesus is to us. And children, because you are in the children's sermon, it is your responsibility, it is your job to help us love one another. And maybe I'm glad there aren't actually any biological children, but the big people here to remember that, because your job is always, has been, and will be to love and care for others. And then we will have put on Jesus without the mask. Keep your mask, but put on Jesus. Would you pray with me? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your care, your compassion, for giving us all that we need, and for loving us just the way we are. Give us your grace today, always, and help us to be you for our neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
So, we'll continue with the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling blocks are bound to come. But woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So, what is Jesus saying when he puts a child in the middle of the disciples? There's two things that Jesus is saying. There's two qualities that he asks them to consider with this, puts this child in the middle of the disciples. He says, unless you become humble and you welcome them, humble and welcome them. And when you welcome a child, you welcome who? Jesus, me. I've read a couple of books, but this will date me because it's an older book, but you may have read it at one point or another. It's called I'm Okay, You're Okay. And somewhere on these shelves, it sits there, and I'm not sure where it is. And it was written by Thomas Harris. It's about communications and how we perceive ourselves and others in conversation. And he suggests in his book that in you, in your point of view and your perspective, there's always a parent, an adult, and a child. Now, whether you're a biological parent or not, you have things you know. You are the authority on some things. And that's your parent. You know what you're doing. And you, not necessarily your own childhood is there, but the part of you that functions as a child, the part of you that still has a sense of wonder. The child doesn't know how to put all the words in place. The child is just astounded at times, afraid at times, and just giddy, silly. That's the child in you. The adult, which is somewhere between, the adult is that part of us that pays the bills. It writes the checks. It has those important arguments that don't get out of hand. It's like, it's the, you know, I want to say boring part, but it's the necessary part. It's the part that settles the issues, and it's the part that goes to the council meeting, you know. If your parent gets too out of hand at the council meeting, there will be those there who say, not you, no, no. And there, if your child gets out of hand, they'll say, come on, Tom. Yeah, settle down. So there's adult times, and it's probably a good place to be most of the time. And Harris's contention is that we really have to be careful about where other people's parent, adult, and child are. Because if our parent starts to criticize the other person and they are in a child state or they're coming out of their child perspective, that can hurt. On the other hand, if I'm just being a kid, if I'm just kicking around and being silly, and somebody's trying to get things done and they do know what they're doing, that can lead to trouble. When Jesus says, unless you become like a child, he's asking you not to become childish, but to remember the awesome wonder of life and to be open and fluid with what God gives to you. I thought about this all day yesterday. Wasn't that the best day of the year weather-wise? I mean, did you know that yesterday's humidity was only 40%? And the sun was, it was just like delightful. I mean, I could have, oh, it was wonderful. There's days that I can't go on my back porch because I feel like I'm on the surface of the sun. But that was like I could sit out there and just enjoy the wonderful world. I was the child delighted in God's creation. But as we grow in our lives, and we know how to do this, we build up a defense against the things that scare us, that offend us, that criticize us, that ridicule us, the bullies that come. We build a defense and we build these walls around ourselves. And then we're in trouble because our child is enclosed and lost. And we need to open the door and get out. This is described in Scripture as hardness of heart. And what we need, our hearts are no longer fluid and open, but we need to open them to what God can do to melt the ice that has become hard as a rock. This is the way my mind works. I just remembered a song that from my youth I used to sing, and it's about yesterday. Let the sun shine in, greet it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. Anybody else know this? Just put your hand up if you know that song. Well then, there you go. And this is, we need to be open. Let the sun, and how do you spell that? Doesn't matter. It could be the sun in the sky or the Son of God. Let the sun shine in. Greet it with a grin. Open up your heart. The sun shine in. Now here's the thing. This gospel lesson starts with, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Well, that's Matthew. Luke and Mark give it away. They're telling us that it was the disciples who were deciding who among them is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Well, it's Jesus basically has to tell them, knock it off. None of you are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This child, which incidentally in the first century with Jesus, was a non-person. It just, this child had no status. So you've got to knock yourself down a peg and understand that this child is going to lead you. Bottom line, the disciples have to learn that. They don't, because just in the next chapter of Matthew, it says, the disciples spoke sternly to those who brought children to Jesus and tried to forbid people from bringing children to Jesus. And Jesus says, you know this, let the children come to me, do not stop them, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. Jesus stopped everything for children because his heart is still a child's heart, open, loving, seeing the wonder of each of you as Christ did all of his ministry, all of his life. What Jesus is saying is what I often say. At the communion table, when a child comes who has not received communion yet, but would like a blessing, your parents would like a blessing. And so I get down on eye level and I say to the child, Jesus loves you just the way you are. Now, sometimes the parents will turn to me and say afterwards, after worship, they say, can't you just tell him Jesus loves you if he'd clean your room? And my answer is no, because it's true that Jesus loves you just the way you are. And for that, I remind them that they aren't receiving that message, but they're taking the body of Christ and saying, the body of Christ given for you. He died for you and for your demand on this child. But in fact, Jesus loves all of you just the way you are. And this is the message of the gospel today. This is the message of the gospel then. This is the message of the gospel from the cross. He looked out and he loved them, even though they do that to him. My prayer is that you might know the wonder, that your hearts may be open and fluid, and that you let the sun shine in. Amen.
Thank you.
Pastor, you're muted.
I was muted because I was singing.
Oh. Well, welcome back.
Well, it's nice to be here. And it suggests a pause before the prayers, and that was it. So, unless you were reading my lips, I'm going to start over if that's okay. Is that all right? All right. Drawn together in the compassion of our God, we pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Unite your church, O God. Grant us the gifts of repentance and reconciliation. Bless the cooperative work of the churches in this community. Strengthen ecumenical partnerships. Guide the work of the Lutheran World Federation and the World Council of Churches. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Protect your creation, O God. Teach us ways that do not harm what you have entrusted to our care. Renew and enliven places suffering from drought, flood, storms, or pollution. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Turn nations and leaders from ways that lead to death. Shape new paths toward peace and cooperation. Teach us to recognize one another as neighbors. Guide legislators, civil servants, judges, and police toward laws that protect the well-being of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Care for all who are sick or suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with coronavirus and all those isolated or alone. Strengthen caregivers, health workers, and all who work ensures the safety of well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need this day, especially those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Sustain us in our work, O God, and give work to those who need it. Shape societies to ensure fair treatment for all who labor. Help us to love our neighbors in and through our work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For what else shall we pray?
For all those facing surgery this week.
For Flossie Cook, who is on the prayer list.
For Civility International Discourse.
For neighbors in deep pain.
For all these spoken and intimate thoughts, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember with thanksgiving those who have died in faith. As you equip them, equip us with your protection and power until with them we see your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. In the certain hope that nothing can separate us from your love, we offer these prayers to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Is there music at this point?
Yes, there is.
Okay, let there be music. Thank you. Let us pray the offering prayer. Blessed are you, O God, our maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world through your love, with your love, through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Mothering God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you in the way and the truth and the life. Amen. We are disciples of Christ within our community and beyond. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, Pastor Irwin.
Thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Pastor Irwin.
Really enjoyed that sermon.
Yes, very good.
I always say, if you enjoy the sermon, it's now yours. You take it home and use it.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Dave.
Who is that?
That's Dave Clemmer.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Have a good week.
Everyone, have a good week.
Thank you. Thank you, Julie Anderson, for leading the service, and Dolores for leading our service.
Yes.
Sorry about the mess up with the tech there.
It was nice to hear Kay's voice in the background, too.
Thanks, all.
Somebody's
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Have a blessed week.
Morning, Kay.
Morning.
I morning, somebody's dog in the background.
Hey, Susie, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Morning, Tim.
All right, everyone, have a good week.
Somebody's dog is barking.